And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades in here. Hey, by the way, we got a new thing going at Right Side, brand spanking new, just started in the last week or so. It's called the Right Side Report, daily email blast that tells you everything that's going on at Right Side Media. Because keep in mind, Right Side Radio is what you're listening to. That's only one production of the overall company. Right Side Media has got podcasting. We've got written stuff that goes out every single week. We get published in a bunch of different newspapers around the region. And then, of course, there's Right Side Radio. We're adding new things on a regular basis, and we have some things we'll be excited to announce to you pretty soon. We're also got some new merchandise coming in if you want T-shirts, hats, that kind of stuff. All these things are available to you if you sign up for the Right Side Report. It just comes to your inbox. You can choose to read it or not, but we hope you will, and we think you will, because it'll have all the stuff in there. So if you would like to get on the Right Side Report mailing list, all you got to do is on that number you text all the time to the show, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Just text one word, newsletter. It's all one word, not separate words, newsletter. Just text that word to 833-68-RIGHT, and you will get an automatic response back, shows you how to sign up, and then next thing you know, it's dropping in your inbox every morning. Right Side Report, sign up for it. We'd love to have you on the list. It's expanding as we speak. So, all right, I'm going to jump into, technically it's Dipper number two, although we've been covering it mixed in, but the border wars. So we just learned yesterday that former acting ICE director Tom Homan, who, I mean, I've loved his commentary. The guy is spot on. And when he gets out there, I mean, the press doesn't know what to do with him because he just stares them down with this like glacial stare and just wears them out with facts. I mean, when he dismantled AOC during a House committee hearing, it was epic to watch. But former acting ICE director Tom Homan is now been tapped as the border czar. What that basically means is Trump is not content on just saying, yeah, Department of Homeland Security will handle it. He wants a head cat wrangler. He wants somebody who's going to work for the DHS secretary, who's going to be Kristi Noem, by the way, who's been very engaged on border issues. But he wants Kristi Noem as secretary to have a point person for all things border. The cool thing is Tom Homan is a former Border Patrol guy himself. He spent years in law enforcement. He worked for ICE. He came up through the ranks. And he has got the backs of the people out there, but he also wants them to have the ability to do the jobs they signed up to do. Now, what we're hearing already is that morale is going through the roof. Customs and Border Patrol rank and file are apparently stoked about this. We're hearing that people who are thinking about dropping their retirement papers are now saying they're going to hold on. Other people are saying, I'm ready to sign up. People want this job to be a job that is meaningful and not just meant to process, you know, one more person into the United States, no matter what their criminal record may be. And I look at some of what we've been dealing with the last 4 years, and I know why their morale's up. I mean, I've got a piece here from the Daily Wire. Does this make sense to you? How about this headline? Daily Wire, Dateline, 2 days ago. Nancy Pelosi, fewer illegal aliens came in under Biden than Trump. What? Okay, she's 84 years old. I don't think she's thinking clear anymore. Either that or she's so intent upon trying to maintain the illusion that she'll say anything. We have had over 10 million illegal aliens enter the U.S. under Biden. And the idea that fewer came in than under Trump is such a falsehood, but that's what the Customs and Border Patrol folks have been dealing with. I mean, it's absolutely asinine, but here we are. But I'll tell you this though, we're already starting to see things happen. We're already starting to see, like, the word's out, new sheriff's coming, things are gonna be different. There's a massive 2,000 person a migrant caravan that was making its way north to the Mexico border, coming up through Mexico. We already got reports it's begun to disband. And that's because people are recognizing that, you may get here and they might actually send you back home. You think? Maybe that's okay. You mean I can't get in there and get a free phone and a bunch of like subsistence, you know, a living and stay in a former nice hotel in downtown New York City? I can't do that anymore. How about no? We're through. You mean I won't get there and get like bust into small town Sylacauga, Alabama and freak people out when I arrive and just stand there in the parking lot looking for work? No. How about you just stop? Well, I got more on this when we get back. The border wars, they're real. They are real. And Arizona voters, they got some things to say about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I do mean it when I say it. It's Alabama. Y'all, it's Alabama. And I mean to say this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, let me keep this thread going. So I'm on. Technically, it's Dipper number two, but I've kind of been mixing this into all the topics we've talked about, including our conversation with Congressman Dale Strong. The border wars. I mean, the border was one of the most sought after issues for voters just nationwide. I mean, the economy and the border and the economy. It just depended on which poll you looked at. Is it number one or is it number two? But it was never not one or two. I mean, you may find the one-offs, like if all you did was, you know, do a poll of liberal conservative women under the age of 35, you might find abortion number two. But still, the reality is this. The border has been a strongly felt issue by the people of this country and overwhelmingly is one of the reasons why Trump got reelected. And the fact that he has already appointed Tom Homan and now Kristi Noem to be Secretary of Homeland Security clearly indicates he is not going to play around. He is going for it. I think when he said that he was going to call the president of Mexico, I bet he already has. I hope there's been a bit of a reckoning phone call. Hello, Mexico. Donald Trump here. Hope you're doing well. Yeah. Well, look, I'm back, and things are going to be different. Oh, no. It's not going to go like that. No, I'm sorry. I'm building a freaking wall. I'm shutting down the border for a while. I don't care how much money is being wired back to, you know, households in Mexico. And, oh, by the way, there's a JDAM missile that's about to hit that drug lab in the northern province. Just saying. Have a good day. I hope that's the phone call. I don't mind if it is. Because Mexico has been complicit in the erosion of our U.S., our population, our culture, our security. Mexico has been complicit in this. And it's maybe they're not truly an enemy. They're not an enemy, and I'm not trying to say they are. But you can't sit idly by and let drug cartels run the entire northern sector of your country and not expect the people of the United States to finally go, enough with you. Now, there's a lot of talk about whether or not Trump is going to truly be able to invoke the emergency powers that could be given to him under the act that was put in place in 1786, I think it was, that was originally done, I believe, because of the Barbary Coast pirates. But what we're looking at right now is that Trump may take an archaic law and move forward under that existing law. It's still on the books. It's still good law. What it basically says is if there is a foreign government that is encroaching upon U.S. territory or doing things that are detrimental to U.S. security, that the president has the authority to take action. Now, there are some who believe that he may just go ahead and declare a state of emergency for the southern border. I think that's a reasonable assumption that he will. I mean, you've got whole swaths of our southern border that are just as porous as Swiss cheese. And the Biden administration tried to say, well, you know, the numbers got better there towards the end. No. If they got better at all, it wasn't because of y'all. I tell you why they got better. You got better because of Texas. Because Texas got tired of being sued by the federal government, just finally said, screw y'all, and they're going to go ahead and do what we're going to do. And some of the things we had to undo in Texas, but you know what? For the most part, Operation Lone Star by the governor of Texas has been one of the key reasons why we finally began to stem the tide. But it doesn't stem a thing in Arizona. Didn't stem a thing in California. It's just been unreal. Well, listen, speaking of Arizona, one of the things that I think important to recognize is just another clear indication of how much the people of this nation want a difference on our border is a piece I've got from townhall.com. Dateline, a couple of days ago, Arizona voters last Tuesday approved a ballot measure that could make crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally a state crime. A state crime. It's already a federal crime, but it's not being enforced. It says local law enforcement would then be able to make arrests and local judges could order the deportation of those convicted. It was Proposition 314, known as the Secure Border Act, similar to a Texas law that's also currently being challenged by the federal government. It could go into, it cannot go into effect until the Supreme Court rules on Texas. So here's the deal. So Prop 314 in Arizona, it passed. But the similar law in Texas is currently being challenged by the Biden administration before the Supreme Court. When Trump takes office, if they decide to remove the challenge to the state law in Texas, then the law in Arizona goes into effect immediately. The yes vote was 61% on that. Y'all, 61% at the polls is massive. I could challenge people to vote for whether or not you love your mama, and you might not get 61%. But 61% on this ballot measure is a clear indication the people of Arizona have had it. Have had it. But it's not just Arizona. Let's look north. How about New York City? New York City! Yes, indeed. New York Post has got a piece. Came out a few days ago. Apparently, Mayor Eric Adams has decided to make some changes. Really? Yes, he has. So Mayor Eric Adams is ending his administration's controversial program supplying migrants and city shelters with prepaid debit cards to buy groceries. I mean, why would they not come here? Free stuff! Everybody gets an Obama phone, you know? The pilot program distributed the preloaded MasterCards to asylum seekers at hotels turned shelters. A family of four would get $350 a week. A week! A week! Y'all, please. That's what? Good Lord. That's what? 14. Is that $1,400 a month we're talking about? Did I just add that up right? Three times. Yeah. Good Lord. $1,400 a month to cover the cost of groceries and baby supplies. The city hired a New Jersey-based tech startup called Mobility Capital Finance with a $53 million one-year emergency contract to hand out these debit cards. You got to know there was some waste, fraud, and abuse in that one. Just saying. No telling how many of those cards wound up in the hands of people that didn't, you know, otherwise qualify. But the fact that anybody qualified. I mean, just move to New York City, say, I'm here. I'm illegal. Sure. Here's $1,400. Go buy some groceries. Okay. But the year's up, and the Adams administration, Mayor Adams has said they're not doing it anymore. He said, as we move towards more competitive contracting for asylum seeker programs, we have chosen not to renew the emergency contract for this pilot program once the one-year term concludes. What that also tells me is they're about tapped out. We're talking New York City, crossroads of the world. We're talking the Big Apple. This is one of the richest and largest cities in the world. And they're done. They can't keep spending the money on this. Just can't do it. I had a piece here. Oh, I know what it was. I saw it earlier on Twitter, and I probably won't be able to get back to it now. But Tom Homan, he came out earlier, and he said something I thought was profound. And you can just imagine what kind of guy he's going to be. But Tom Homan is literally saying that the Biden administration the Trump administration is going to use U.S. special operations against drug cartels as needed. Now, I don't know how many of y'all saw a movie that came out some years ago called Act of Valor. Did you ever see that, JP?
No, I don't believe I have. No.
All right, it's interesting. I tell you what, let me just look it up, make sure I'm quoting the name correctly. I think it was Act of Valor. Let's see. Act of Valor. Yep, that's it. Act of Valor. So Act of Valor was a movie about Navy SEALs going into Mexico to stop a drug cartel. The interesting piece is most of the characters in the movie were actual active duty Navy SEALs who don't even use their real names in the credits because they wanted, the producer wanted somebody. Now the acting was horrible. I'm just going to be honest. Some of the acting in it was just like, okay, you're a really good SEAL, but you're a really bad actor. But, yeah. But I'll say this, the action scenes, oh, wow. But the whole movie theme was about a drug cartel trying to, transport massive amounts of weapons and weapons of mass destruction and terrorists and drugs into our country through tunnels and everything else. And so they went south into Mexico and took care of things. By the way, JP, your homework assignment now is you have to watch Act of Valor.
Sit through the bad acting.
It's not. Listen, the bad acting parts are few enough and far between to where you can enjoy the rest of the movie. But
yeah,
and by the way, there's a couple of scenes in there that if you have surround sound, it's absolutely 100% required watching with surround sound. It is unbelievable. That being said, I'm all for the idea that military force be used to stop drug cartels.
Well,
now, you may be looking.
I'm tired of the being scared of the cartels, because I know I saw, I believe it was Ben Shapiro talking about his trip to the border while he was walking around with Border Patrol. A drone came over and sat over him for a minute and then flew back. And then Shapiro was like, "Oh, is that one of ours?" It's like, "Nope, that's the cartels." It's like, "Well, why don't y'all shoot it?" It's like, "Well, anytime we have to engage with a drone, we have to call the DHS secretary and get approval before doing anything like that."
Oh,
because they don't want it to be considered an act of war against the cartel. But like that,
I got news. They flew a drone into our country.
That's an act of war. And it's if Mexico was blatantly sending in fentanyl into the country and killing, or not just sending in fentanyl, if they were launching missiles and killing, the amount of people they're killing with fentanyl, we will consider that an act of war. But instead, they're sending it in through the port of entry with fentanyl, and we don't consider that an act of war. And it's like we're scared of them. So I would just like some firmness and stop being, stop kowtowing to the cartel. Let them get away with whatever they're doing.
Yeah, and let's talk about this a little bit further. So people may look at it and go, "Phil, you can't declare war on Mexico." I didn't say that. I didn't say declare a war on Mexico. But I will say this. We are knocking out ISIS targets to this day in Syria, and we've not declared war on Syria. We have been knocking out ISIS once again, and then ISIS-K in northern Iraq, and we're not at war with Iraq. We have been assisting Israel with what it needs to be able to take the fight to Hamas in Lebanon, but we have not declared war on Lebanon. So I would say that what you may wind up seeing, and this is it is right now. It is 4:47 p.m. on the 12th of November. I'm going to predict that Trump is considering and may very well declare a state of emergency and put drug cartels on the terrorist watch list, meaning that they are now considered non-state actors for terrorism, meaning that they can be strikable targets. What do you think?
I think that would be phenomenal. And it's just like you said, it's not going to war with Mexico. It's an independent group within Mexico's borders that is actively waging a war against the United States. So it needs to be dealt with. And I think the comparison to Israel against Hamas and Hezbollah is a great example. We're not declaring war on Mexico. We're declaring war on this rogue group within Mexico that has nobody's checked them, and they're getting away with whatever they want. And enough's enough.
And they're
eventually
making billions doing it.
Yes, exactly. Enough is enough eventually. Not just the cartels, but China's using the cartels too. It's not just the cartels independently. So it's got to be dealt with immediately.
Well, and the storyline from that movie, Act of Valor, literally dealt with terrorists lining themselves up with drug cartels because that was their entree into the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I cannot believe it's time for a break, but it is. So take a break there, JP. We'll do that. We'll take the last break of the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's been a good day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.